Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Yep, today is March 3rd, 2025. Welcome, welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you here with us tonight. My goodness, it is getting interesting very fast. And we'll talk about that as well, because there's a lot going on within this. We're going to talk about this two-week window leading to Purim. There are some crazy things as Sadie is walking in front of the camera happening right now. Would you like to have your moment with the audience? Are you having your moment? Because mommy's got to put you down after this because she's got things to discuss. So hello to everybody coming in. I see people from Washington State, West Virginia, Maine, California, few Maines in the house, Oklahoma. Let's see who else. Texas. God bless Texas. East Malaysia. Hello to our friends all the way across the world in East Malaysia. We're so happy to have you with us. Oh, Chicago, Rhode Island. Chris loves Rhode Island. He loves Watch Hill, Rhode Island. And I take him there once a year. I try to take him to Watch Hill. So hello to Rhode Island. Let's see. Canada, our neighbors in Canada, Pennsylvania. Let's see. France. Hello, hello. Oh, how do you say it? Hold on. Hold on. I know how to say thank you very much in French, which is merci beaucoup. That's thank you. Ferme la bouche is close your mouth. I know that. Let's see. I forgot. I got to look up hello in French, but hello to our friends in France. We are so happy to have our friends from you. Oh, bonjour. Thank you very much. Yep, our team wrote it. Yep. Bonjour is hello in French. Scotland's coming in now. I told you, Europe, the continent is pouring in. New Zealand, hello to our friends in New Zealand. Michigan, Ontario, Canada, our neighbors in New Jersey. God bless the New Jersey drivers. You guys are just something special, let me tell you. Colorado, Tulsa, now people are writing bonjour in the chat. I should find out how to say hello in like 10 different languages and just cover it when I come on right at the beginning. I think it would be fun, right? Someone with a very New York accent trying to speak 10 different languages. It probably sound quite amusing to all of you. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to open up in prayer. I'm just going to fix this a little bit. We're going to open up in prayer. We're going to get right in. If you could share this broadcast, I greatly appreciate it. I have some very important things to cover and an announcement about tomorrow night as well. So we're going to open up in prayer right now. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Now people are saying salute in the chat. Yep, just say hello in your native language in the chat. How about that? We'll give everybody some language culture here at Ark of Grace. So let's open up in prayer. And then, oh, I know Italian. So that I know. I can speak some Italian. I can speak some Italian slang too. I grew up with it. But so that I know. Okay, so we'll open up in prayer now. And then we'll get into tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving for who you are, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We all fall short every day, Father God. We all fall so short of your glory. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again miraculously in 3 days after that blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. We were purchased. We were redeemed, Father God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, victoriously ruling and reigning forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. Lord, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, let your glory, your power, your presence mightily move. Let the weight of your glory fall. Father, let your presence mightily go forth, that people tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit, the counselor, goes forth and ministers, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you sent your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place and surround and protect, Father God, this broadcast as we go forth tonight, Lord. Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you fill me and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps, order our words, Father, as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power, Lord. And allow our team that privilege, Father God, as well. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, sabotage, strategy, interference, and threat that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets, and agents of the enemy would attempt. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it, command it, dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, and canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted, so they cannot carry out their plans in every avenue and entryway they're coming through closed. In the name of Jesus Christ, and let all that be bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ, and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. We are moldable vessels. We are receptacles of your glory, Father God, that we fill to do your will in the earth, Lord. Every breath we have is because of you. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Take all the glory for yourself, Father God. We love you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray. Amen and amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who are jumping in during prayer. We're so happy to have you tonight. If you could share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it tonight. Like and subscribe. There's some very important things to get into. Very quickly, mark your calendars tomorrow night. And I'll say it again at the end. I'm doing live reaction to President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress. I will be going live right after the address is over and doing a live reaction to that. So we're going to be watching that tomorrow night. Super important. Mike is muting on its own. It's very interesting. But let me just make sure here because, hold on, let me go to audio. Yep, see, it wants to default back. It wants to default to the HD webcam. And so basically, but I just switched it back, so we're okay. But this joint session of Congress and his address is happening within this 2-week window to Purim, along with other things that are coinciding at the same time, because the government and the church are running in tandem right now. And we'll get into that. I also had to thank Mike Thompson. I endorse this book, actually. But The Lion's Army by Mike Thompson, he wrote me something so sweet. He sent me a copy and it came today. And he said, Amanda, walk in the spirit. The spirit of your ministry is a fresh breath of air to the world. And that just so touched my heart that Mike Thompson, who's so prophetic himself, would write that to me. So thank you, Mike Thompson, for that. Okay. Now, let's get into what we're going to get into tonight. This is going to be interesting. So we have entered a 2-week window to Purim. I have been warning about this window before we entered it, that it was going to be explosive. Now, tomorrow is also Mardi Gras. It's coinciding within the 2-week window to Purim with Donald Trump's address to a joint session of Congress, Why is that important? Because there is a lot of demonic activity that happens on the night of Mardi Gras. It is extra spiritual warfare. I'm going to call you to pray and intercede because the kingdom of darkness wants to stop what President Trump has to say. It is no accident that Mardi Gras has collided with President Trump's joint address to the joint session of Congress tomorrow night, which is also within the 2-week window to Purim. So something very serious spiritually is going on here. Now, I'm going to read you a couple words from the Lord. Then I'm going to show you how Purim is setting up this year within this 2-week window. This is incredible. I believe this is a warning from the Lord too, what I'm about to share with you in a few minutes. So I'm going to read to you a few words about New Orleans first, because I believe if they are going to go through with Mardi Gras, something not too good is going to come out of it, because the enemy is setting up to create extra warfare that evening when the president has to address. This is no accident when these things happen. And we, as the saints and as the ecclesia, have the power through Christ Jesus to intercede before the throne of God to destroy and dismantle the assignments of the enemy. I do think there is going to be a backdraft on New Orleans from this happening. And let me read to you a couple of words. So July 12th, 2024, I think it was the 11th when I got it. I delivered it on the 12th. New Orleans shall be turned over, says the Lord, and the tables of the psychics and high priestess and money changers shall be turned over, says the Lord, for the time of your judgment and correction has come. Now, that was wild, because New Year's Day, that truck went flying through the streets of New Orleans. That was the warning then to repent. They still haven't. Okay. February 20th, 2025, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, pray for Louisiana near New Orleans. A school has been marked for the enemy to take prey. It's P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y. However, the prayers of my people, capital, shall expose such, for Louisiana attempted to bring forth my law, my commandments, and establish such. And the enemy looks to destroy such. Pray and it shall be exposed before carnage occurs, says the Lord. January 28th, 2025, and says the Lord of hosts, they are coming, says the Lord, they are coming with sword and spear and javelin for the president of the United States. The one called Trump, who is an announcement who grabs the attention of nations, the ancient spirits that attempt to hold territories within the earth, the Middle East especially, the ones that attempt to grip territories in your nation, New Orleans, Chicago, Denver, New York City, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Detroit, Dearborn. Oh, yes, says the Lord, a plot is being formed in birth out of Deer, capital born. And then the Lord goes into how Asa held, chased, and pursued what he was not authorized to do. So very interesting that these two events have intersected like an X. And it's also happened within the 2-week window to Purim. Now, something else has happened within this 2-week window that is a direct tie to the cycle of Purim. So I'm going to explain to you, because there's a prophetic word, scripture, for this year from this. So let's put up the article. I'm going to show you how this is connected to Purim and how this is connected to the United States of America right now, because what's happening in England is connected. Okay. 10 Church of England clergymen to be charged after failing to act on reported abuse. The Church of England is preparing charges against 10 mostly retired clergy, including former Archbishop George Carey and retired Bishop of Durham, Paul Butler. Retired Bishop of Durham, Paul Butler. Where did they attempt to assassinate Trump? Butler, Pennsylvania. And now Butler comes up again in England. Why? Because America and England are connected with this, and I'm going to show you how. who stand accused of not acting on reports of abuses by layman John Smith in the 1970s and 1980s. Why? Because the Lord is going back decades right now. He's going back decades to deal with the root of issues. He's taking it back decades to the root and going after the root. I told you the government and the church are running parallel, and what is happening in the government. So while the Epstein files are being released in the government, those abuses, the abuses in the church, the clergymen files, we'll call them, have been released over and over again. So while you see the Epstein files being released, the clergymen files are being released. Why? Because they're running in tandem right now. What's happening in the government is happening in the church. What's happening in the church is happening in the government. And there's a reason for this, because at the root of the issue is the same in many regards. And the Lord is dealing with that in this time and in this season. Now, I'm going to read to you some words from the Lord about this. And then I'm going to show you the direct tie to Purim with this. The direct tie. So, thank you. Let's go to October 21st, 2022. The enemy may attempt to advance and he may attempt to attack in this hour. However, I, the Lord thy God, this day am drawing a firm dividing line. I am drawing that line in the sand. I am calling forth the day the wicked shall see my power in this nation, the day they shall hear my voice and tremble, going capitals. What have you done, O wicked man? What have you done? What have you done to my anointed? What have you done to my people? What have you done? And the Lord thy God says this day, that has been etched on a scroll, for I judge from the highest throne. This is all capitals. The capital is not the highest throne. The thrones of this world are not the highest throne. I, the Lord thy God, judge from the highest seat, way above the earth. The throne of righteousness, and my right hand has come forth, and it is etched on a scroll. The instructions for the great turning of this nation, for the pivot you are about to see, and it has been handed off to my holy warring angels, says the Lord thy God this day. And sent it to the nations. It has been sent into the states. It has been sent into England, says the Lord God, this day. It has been sent into parts of Europe. Oh, you wicked leaders who have held hands in the dark and made deals and agreements to destroy those I have called to lead and be salt and be light. Even though they may not know me, capital, yet, says the Lord, they may not know me, capital. My sheep hear my voice, and as strangers, they will not follow, but they will know me, says the Lord. So that's first. That's going all the way back to October 21st, 2022. The Lord references this nation and England and the tie to wicked leaders. Now, January 16th, 2024, as that door opens this year, a measuring rod shall be dropped in America, in Israel, in Iceland, in England, in Germany, in Italy, in New Zealand, in Australia, and you shall see a deep separation where the dross, the heaviest, the darkest dross comes to the top for what they have attempted to hold down to keep their seat. Capitals, my wind shall come under it and shall force it to the surface, and there shall be a great measuring, says the Lord. And as the people come together in me for their nations, it shall separate out the darkest of plans, purposes, acts, documents. What drives them, says the Lord, shall now be what removes them. January 25th, 2024. New England, says the Lord. There shall be a New England capital. There shall, in the area of the Northeast, there shall be a renewing of England across the ocean, says the Lord. The Parliament shall fall on itself, and a complete overhaul will be needed, as the people in England will become so restless they will flood the streets demanding change. A sea of people, says the Lord. The fear will turn into a burning desire for change, says the Lord. There shall be a renewal out of England and a move of God that will be historic. Watch the timing of such. Now, this in the Church of England is the sign that the move of God is coming. That what has hindered the move of God is coming. Now, two more, and then I'm going to connect it to this window that we're in. March 1st, 2024. There is no other. I am, says the Lord, the righteous judge, and I sit and weigh and judge the matters of men. And in this hour, I shall do so in accordance to my word, and you shall see a great change and a great flood come forth, and you shall see that flood bring down strongholds that have been there for decades. This is going back decades. This is a stronghold in England that's going back decades, have been there for decades. It's going forth now at my word, because I, the Lord, have spoken it, and the word shall go forth this day and accomplish everything that was spoken. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name. May 7th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the horses are running, horses broken loose. Remember, the horses broke loose in England. This is what the Lord is talking about. Last year around Passover, those horses ran through the streets of London. Horses broken loose, and it is a sign of what is to break loose in those nations. America and England, says the Lord, the rearranging of points on the crown, Big Ben shall once again sound, as the tares have come up with the wheat, and now many have been afflicted by such. Repent, says the Lord, repent for the sparring of your lives, says the Lord, for the royal family of England is being weighed in this hour and judged. The Jacob and Esau feud with two brothers shall take an unexpected turn, as a wife goes rogue once again and reveals what has been hidden. has been hidden and said behind the walls of Buckingham, says the Lord. For I am sifting England, says the Lord, and its leaders. I am sifting it and allowing a shaking not seen in decades to occur, to wake up the people, to renew their hearts back to me, capital, the Lord, their God, and revive, capital, their nation, says the Lord. So, he says again, not seen in decades, a sifting and allowing a shaking not seen in decades. Well, first of all, 10 is a decade. So that's confirmation right there. That is 10 clergymen. But now I'm going to tie this for you prophetically and directly to the book of Esther and why this is happening in England and how the United States is involved. Because this is happening within the window, the two-week window to Purim. Why 10 clergymen? Of anything else, why 10? I'm going to show you. Esther chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. Now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, which we're in now, on the 13th day, when the king's command and edict were about to be executed, on the very day when the enemies of the Jews had hoped to gain power over them, it happened the other way around, so that the Jews themselves gained power over those who hated them. The Jews assembled in their cities throughout the provinces of King Ahasuerus to apprehend those who wanted to do them harm, and no one could stand before them, for the fear of them had fallen on all the peoples. Even all the officials of the provinces and the chief rulers, the satraps and the governors, and those who attend to the king's business supported the Jews in defeating their enemies, because the fear of Mordecai and his God's power had fallen on them. For Mordecai was great and respected in the king's palace, and his fame spread throughout all the provinces. For the man Mordecai became greater and greater. So the Jews struck all their enemies with the sword, killing and destroying them, and they did what they pleased to those who hated them. At the citadel in Susa, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men, and they named them. They killed Parshandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Paratha, Adaliah, Aradatha, Parmashta, Arasai, Araday, and Vizatha, the ten sons of Haman, the sons of Hamadatha, the Jews' enemy. But they did not lay their hands on the plunder. Verse 11, on that day, the number of those who were killed at the citadel in Susa was reported to the king. The king said to Queen Esther, the Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men and the 10 sons of Haman, 10, at the citadel in Susa. What then have they done in the rest of the king's province? Now, what is your petition? It shall be granted to you. What is your further request? It shall also be done. Esther replied, if it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Susa to act tomorrow also in accordance with the decree of today. And let the bodies of Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the gallows. Verse 14, so the king commanded it to be done. The decree was given in Susa. And they did so with Haman's 10 sons. Now, 10, the 10 sons of Haman were exposed and hung on the gallows for what Haman had done. Why is this a Purim situation in England? Because the Church of England has assisted with the anti-Semitism that is rising in England. Anti-Semitism is on the rise more in England than many other places in the earth. And it has percolated and it has bubbled over a hatred of the Jews. And in the middle of this 2 weeks window to Purim, 10 clergymen from the Church of England are charged, just like the 10 sons of Haman. It was 10 Nazi officers that were hung at Nuremberg, and it was a Purim all over again. The 10 Nazi officers, like the 10 sons of Haman that did the bidding of the wicked to try and destroy the Jews, were hung at Nuremberg. And now you have 10 clergymen within the 2 week window to Purim from the Church of England being charged. That is no mistake. When anti-Semitism is on the rise so much in that nation, that is a prophetic warning from God about what is coming to England. A Purim, if they don't stop. This is the foreshadowing of it. The 10 clergymen, like the 10 sons of Haman, that divine reversal and judgment is coming to the heads and the Parliament of England if they do not turn. God gave King Xerxes a chance to turn. When anti-Semitism was on the rise in his nation, when the decrees went out for the destruction of the Jews, when Haman, who came from the line of the Amalekites, it is the spirit of Amalek in England that is bringing that outcry right now against the Jews. And Haman came from the line of the Amalekites when Saul did not destroy the Amalekites as God instructed. And the king of the Amalekites, King Agag, assaulted a Jewish maidservant. Haman came from that line. From the disobedience of Saul, Haman rose. From the disobedience of the Sauls that are in England right now in leadership, Haman, that spirit, the spirit of the Amalekites, has arisen. And in the middle of it, leading up to Purim, the 10 clergymen, like the 10 sons of Haman, like the 10 Nazi officers, are charged. Now, Esther chapter 9, verse 23 through 25. I want you to pay attention to this closely. So the Jews undertook what they had started to do and what Mordecai had written to them. For Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to destroy them and had cast Pur, which is lots, to disturb and destroy them. Verse 25 is what I want you to pay attention to. But when it came before the king, he commanded in writing that Haman's wicked scheme, which he had devised against the Jews, was to return on his own head, and that he and his sons, 10, should be hanged on the gallows, should endure what was planned for the Jews, and be hung on the gallows. What verse is that in the book of Esther? Verse 25. What year are we in? We are in the year of 2025. This is the word of the Lord. For those who have the spirit of Saul on them in the nations, and for those who are entertaining Amalek in the nations, and for those who are assisting Amalek in the nations, and for those who are helping anti-Semitism in England and in other nations, bring an outcry to the throne of God against his own people. This is the word of the Lord, verse 25. This is for 2025. But when it came before the king, he commanded in writing that Haman's wicked scheme, which he had devised against the Jews, was to return on his own head, and that he and his sons, the 10 sons, endure what he planned for the Jews and be hung on the gallows. That is for this year. That is for the leader of Ukraine right now. That is for England right now. That is for those in the United States, the attorney generals right now. I must be upsetting the enemy tonight because the camera equipment is going a little batty. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. That's okay. We're going to keep going. That means the enemy is not happy, and that is fine by me. Let me just check something here. Okay, we're good there. So the camera just suddenly went, which is very interesting because of what we're talking about. Father, I just ask you, send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions, and extra protection right now. As we go forth talking about this, now you know, that's the word of the Lord. Now you know. Now you know we have struck a nerve live tonight. Praise Almighty God. I'm going to read it again. Esther 9, verse 25, which is interesting because the ninth month is September, and that is when the high holy days are this year. So just keep that in mind also. Verse 25, but when it came before the king, he commanded in writing that Haman's wicked scheme, which he had devised against the Jews, was to return on his own head. What you have devised against the people of God will return on your own head. What these clergymen devised against the people of God will return on their own head. What those in the church right now have devised against the people of God will return on their own head. Those that are hiding abuses. God is bringing this out in England. Don't we think he'd bring it out even more so in America? Who are hiding abuses. Who are lying about it. Who are purposely covering up indiscretions that shouldn't be covered up. It is coming out in England, and it is coming out in a Purim-like scenario. Do we really expect that during this time, God would withhold his hand against the American church and against the other European nations that are entertaining the spirit of Amalek and the leader of Ukraine who has entertained the spirit of Saul, who rebelled to a point where Amalek was allowed to continue on? Haman's wicked scheme, which he had devised, was to return on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. That is the word of the Lord for 2025 for England, Ukraine, for those in the United States of America that are trying to ascend to taint and destroy leadership. Haman tried to taint and destroy King Xerxes, King Ahasuerus. He tried to taint and destroy him by getting Xerxes to come into covenant and agreement against the people of God, which made him an enemy of God. And it was the favor on Esther's life that spared King Ahasuerus. Had he not been married to Esther and he been married to a Persian woman, he would have went down with Haman. It was the favor on Esther's life and Mordecai's life, who worked in the king's court, that spared Ahasuerus when he made a covenant he shouldn't have made in order to destroy the people of God, because Haman was raised up in his ear. That is happening in England, in the United States of America, with attorney generals right now. They are set for this. The Purim and Haman moment is coming in this season for the attorney generals who have acted wickedly against the people of God in the United States of America. It's coming for the people of Ukraine. Saul fell by his own sword, and so will the leader of Ukraine. God is giving him a chance after chance after chance to repent. And he still has not repented. I feel bad for the people of Ukraine that have had to endure this, the innocent people, not the wicked leadership and puppet kings that have been installed. And it was the king that then commanded that Haman scheme that he came into covenant with. The king broke that covenant and commanded it be returned upon Haman. That is what's going to happen in this time within England, within the parliament, within the United States of America, within Ukraine, within other nations of Europe, within New Zealand. That is what's going to happen in this time. You are going to see, because Esther's tomb is in Iran, you're going to see a Purim moment in Iran. You're going to see a reversal in Iran. And this Israel right now, Netanyahu, Israeli ambassadors to the UN, you need to take hold of this prophetic word and speak it over your nation right now. There are rulers of the darkness that are bringing outcries to destroy you in the realm of the spirit. Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter, N and S. Haman and Hamas, because it's the same spirit. They need to declare a fast in Israel. Netanyahu, you want the hostages freed? Follow what Hashem says in the book of Esther. Call your people to a fast right now in this time, in this two-week window leading to Purim, where divine reversals happen and God opens the windows of heaven. Declare a fast in your nation, Netanyahu. You want the hostages released? Do it in accordance to what Hashem says. Almighty God, Yahweh, Adonai, Ruach Elohim, El Shaddai, call it in accordance to what he says. In this time, also Russia and North Korea. Oh, North Korea is about to have a Purim. Oh, Kim Jong, whatever his name is, Lil Kim, his days are numbered. We're just going to call him Lil Kim right now. His days are numbered. And Russia rushed in, and God is going to send that bear back into hibernation. Also, Brazil, Argentina, and Venezuela. You're going to see it happen there too, because this Esther 9:25 has gone out into the earth for divine reversals and Purims to happen, those type of scenarios in this time. Hamans are attempting to be promoted into leaders' ears to get them out of step with God, to transgress the covenant of God. This is also a warning for the church right now. What you wicked leaders devise against the people of God will come back on your own head in this time, and it is nobody's fault but your own. Don't blame the people that found out what you did. You made a conscious choice as an act of your will to transgress the covenant of God and to commit abuses and to use and abuse and lie in ways you never should have. That accountability is on you. Don't go blaming other people for what you have done. And what you devise against those that you intend harm will indeed fall on your own head. This is a warning for the government and the church. Within this two-week window to Purim, this is a warning. But when it came before the king, he commanded in writing that Haman's wicked scheme, that Hamas's, excuse me, wicked scheme, which he had devised against the Jews, was to return on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. That's why it's 10 clergymen in England. God is warning the church. God, just as he rooted out Haman from the regime of King Ahasuerus, is rooting that spirit out of the church. He's rooting it out of the governments of the earth. He's exposing it in all its ugliness. 10 clergymen, like the 10 sons of Haman, like the 10 Nazi officers. It's a warning to the church. That spirit of piousness they're getting into, just as Haman did when he got power. And that's why you're watching these events run in tandem between the government and the church. God wants a bride without spot or wrinkle, not a bride that's hiked up her skirt and pulled down a shirt. He don't want that. He doesn't want Gomer, who's running around prostituting herself. He wants a Gomer that he took off the slave block and restored. Now, a couple more things. I have to tell you what happened today, this morning. I believe it was prophetic. I've never seen anything like this happen in my office. But the Lord can talk to you in strange ways. And I don't mean strange like bad. I mean ways you would have never thought to receive something he's trying to tell you. Oh, excuse me. And then in my office this morning, I have an American flag over here. You've seen it during the nights of prayer. Of all the animals, the one right now that's hiding in the snowflake pillows, which is Esther, because this involves her. Esther goes to the American flag, and with her claw, she grabs it, and it catches on her claw, and Esther pulled down the American flag, and it went timber in my office this morning. I thought of all mornings this could happen. It's the morning when I'm going to talk about Purim and Esther and what's happening in England and the United States and other nations tonight. Of all days this could have happened, it happens on this day. And Esther grabbed the American flag and she pulled it down and she made it humble itself because it fell to the ground. And I thought, isn't that prophetic? For the Lord uses the foolish things of this world to certainly confound the wise. And I thought, isn't that prophetic for the time we're in? That the leadership of this nation, you see, the thing about Purim is Esther and Mordecai had to humble themselves before God, had to really humble themselves and bring themselves low to help save their people. And in the same way, that flag represents the leadership of the United States of America. And in this season, in order to save them, to save this nation, to raise up what God needs to raise up out of the leaders of this nation, he's going to humble them and bring them low. And they're going to have an Esther moment themselves with the Lord, where they humble themselves and have to fast and have to follow the ways of the Lord and his leading in order to save a people. And the leadership of the United States is going to have to do that. And that flag being grabbed and brought low by none other than Esther shows that the United States leadership is going to go through a moment of humbling in this time themselves, and that God is going to bring them low in order to bring them higher and bring them stronger in the spirit and in the natural to deal with what's about to arise in nations that is going to affect the nation we're in. So that happened this morning. And I said, wow, the timing of God is amazing. And tomorrow night, we're going to go live and talk about what the president's going to announce. He has some big announcements, he said, to the joint session of Congress. So mark your calendars for that. We're going live tomorrow night, right after President Trump is done. That's first of all. Secondly, animal photos. Let's put them up quick. I have a couple of announcements if you could stay on for it. I had to bring Toby to Cornell in Stamford, Connecticut. Please pray for Toby. He's fighting an issue. He keeps getting bladder stones. See, you can see his tummy's all shaved because they had to shave him to do tests. And so he was sunning himself this morning. But I personally took him out there with somebody who helps drive us to the airport and things like that. He's wonderful. His name is Vince. Vince drove me out so I could hold Toby the whole time. I took Toby to Cornell. We're waiting for test results. So please pray for Toby. And yes, we are a republic. We are not a democracy, people. We are a republic. Okay. Here is Missy and Cyrus out in the pool area. I don't have a pool right now. I have a glacier. As you can see, we're hoping that glacier melts before spring. But Missy and Cyrus were out sunning themselves with our staff. Oh, and there's Chester with his close-up. He's so cute. So Chester loves to hang out on the kitchen table in the kitchen, as you can see. And there's Sadie in the laundry room, and she's got her little hangout. So the cats all have their favorite spots in the house. Oh, there's Archie and Joshua hanging out. We have tons of straw out there for them, so it's not icy for them to walk around. We have heat in their houses, so it's actually warmer in there. We have little plastic strips, like dry cleaning strips, on their houses so they can go in and out, and the heat actually stays in. Oh, and there's Prince getting a delicious mash for lunch. Prince is going to be 32 years young. We absolutely love him. Our team loves him. And there he is getting his mash. Up, and there's Grace hanging out with the three little babies, Snow, Blossom, and Gideon. She loves the minis. Grace has quite a personality. She likes to, like, you know, she's just a little spicy, let's just say. Up, and there they are out there sunning themselves on a beautiful, crisp day in New York. And there's Prince and his best bud, Remy. So Prince stays at our neighbor's place right next door because Remy needed a friend. So it was a really good setup for us to put Prince over there. And so there he is hanging out with Remy. And those are our animal photos for the week. If you want to follow the sanctuary, you can also go to Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook. Or arkofgracesanctuary.org. We have an Amazon wish list on arkofgracesanctuary.org of all things we need for the animals you can take a look at. Also, our newsletter. So if we could go to arkofgrace.org and show everyone, thank you very much. On the front page, you'll see in the carousel, we have two buttons. Up, they're verifying we're human. We can assure you we are. Okay, so there's two buttons. There's the donation button. And then right next to it is the newsletter/text sign up. If you want to get a free newsletter from us, we also put out text blasts. You can sign up with your email and your phone number. The newsletter is absolutely free. And we send out the text blasts. Those are free to you as well. So you can sign up there if you would like to receive our free newsletter to keep up with everything happening here at the Ark. And you can sign up for text as well. Also, we have a save the date for our gala. Our second annual Ark of Grace gala will be September 6th this year, 2025. Please save the date. You can let's see here. You can do the QR code and sign up there or email hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. Okay, and lastly, Arkansas. I am going to be with Liberty 3131, Apostle Clay Nash, Dr. Dwayne Miller, Jason Rappert, Mary Bentley, and myself, Amanda Grace. I am going to be speaking at this conference, and then I'm going to be speaking at the Edge Church Sunday morning service, March 23rd, 2025. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events. We would love for you to come. And be able to see you and meet you. So thank you to Dr. Dwayne Miller. We absolutely love him and his lovely wife, Cameron. We got to spend time with them last year, and we just absolutely love them. We're very excited to be coming back, so we hope to see you there. And thank God my voice held up till the end, because I was praying there. You know what I'm saying is from the Lord when the enemy tries to launch the attacks he launches, including on my voice, including on the camera, including everything that happened. So all glory be to God. Pray about it. Test the spirit. And I think this is where we're going to end tonight. We hope to see you all tomorrow night after the president's address to a joint session of Congress. We are going live for this. Many of our team members absolutely love this when we do this, even though it is late, because it's a live reaction video to it. So we're hoping to see you tomorrow night for that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every day, including the other Psalms we have up there. We want to encourage you in the word. It's living and active and current for every generation. Also, Psalms 116 through 20 and 314 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer, because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. Jesus teaches his disciples to pray something, we should be listening and we should be implementing it. So I encourage you to implement that in your prayer walk and be in the word every day. Give the Lord his place in your life. Please be in the word and in scripture every day. It's the real soul food. We need it for our souls. Beloved, I wish above all that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And we will see you tomorrow night after the joint session of Congress. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.